It's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. How y'all doing out there? I just wanted to come to you today briefly to introduce to you my friend and this, I understand, great massage therapist. And not only that, he's fine, okay? And I wanted to introduce you to Matthew Haynes with Blue Skies and Still Waters. And he is here to talk to us today about, you know, basically what massage therapists do and how massage therapists can be important in the life and times of the great stylists and consultants that we are. So I just want to say hello, Matthew.
Hello, Miss Charlotte. How you doing?
I am doing great. I am so happy to have you on the show today. And I just would like for you to introduce yourself. Tell us whatever you want to tell us about Matthew Haynes.
Okay. Well, first of all, I thank you for having me on your show. And of course, my name is Matthew Haynes. I am the operator of Blue Sky Still Waters Mobile Massage Therapy. I am a native of Jackson, Mississippi. I've been practicing massage therapy for 10 years now. Prior to becoming a therapist, I am a certified group instructor where I teach march aerobics for the past, almost 20 years now. And basically my whole life has been about health and wellness, whether it's helping people lose weight or simply make them feel better through massage therapy. I've always been an athlete. I play soccer, ran track, a little bit cross country. And I also attended Jack State University, HBCU in Jackson, Mississippi, former member of the Sonic Boom in the South. Mm-hmm. I'm just a person who enjoys making people feel better, whether it's, like I said, through weight loss or through recovery.
Yeah. So one thing that I want to point out, Matthew, is that you are now operating in the DMV. And like you said, you're mobile. So first I want to say about that. First, I want to say, you know, I remember when you came. And I'm just so proud of you, the way that you've built your business. I know that it's not easy when you come to a new place, a new state, and don't know nobody. So I'm very proud of you. And I just want to honor you for the work that you've put in building Blue Skies and Still Waters. And real quickly, I just want to ask you, how did you come up with that name? How did you do that?
Make sure your name does not sound like a mortuary. For example, Peaceful Meadows. Mm. So my thing is, whatever your name is, make sure it invokes the imagery of relaxation and peacefulness. So I always thought that whenever you're outside and when you see a big, pretty blue sky, it makes you feel good. But you want to go outside and enjoy the day. And of course, when you're in a lazy river and a water park just flows along, it makes you feel relaxed. You want to lay back and do absolutely nothing. So blue sky, still water. And when you say it slow, it makes you feel relaxed and lean back a little bit.
I agree. The reason that I asked you that, because that is exactly the feeling that it's invoked in me when I see that. I just think of peaceful. I just think of, like, you know, maybe a picnic, you know, and laying out under a sunny sky and, you know, next to the water. So I was just curious about that. And you mentioned mobile services. Can you just tell us a little bit about how that works?
Either go onto my website, mm-hmm. or they'll call me, however, whether it's directly or inbox me. And they'll, of course, simply just book their day, time, and location. And from there, I'll receive a notice on my phone. And then from there, I simply show up at that designated point. And usually whenever they go to my website, you do have to pay prior to service. Mm-hmm. That protects my time, of course, and definitely ensures that I will show up on your end.
Right. And so when you go, so you take the table and everything?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Table or chair based on what you choose. Mm-hmm. And I take it wherever I go.
Okay. And do a lot of people use that service?
For the most part, well, at least it's starting to grow for me. Again, like mm-hmm. I said, I am new to the era still. Mm-hmm. It's definitely been a challenge, of course, mm-hmm. not knowing anybody. So it's getting better. Of course, COVID didn't help any, but
yeah, it is getting better. That's what I was going. That was going to be my next question. You know, how do you think COVID has affected the massage therapy business?
Well, definitely with everybody being very concerned or scared, even no one wants anybody in their house. Mm-hmm. So definitely, whether I'm COVID free or not, that means no more phone calls, no more inquiries. Matt, do you have time or nothing? Pretty much people are just being safe, which I'm definitely all for that. Always be safe above all else, but it has pretty much rendered me, you know, not working initially at first.
So let me say this. Okay, we're going to get ready to take a break. But while we're on COVID, can you just tell me how, you know, I think what people really want to know when we're talking about COVID is that how can you make me feel more comfortable about engaging with you in this way? You know, what kinds of COVID precautions are you taking as a professional?
When I show up, I will definitely clean my table again in front of you, first and foremost, with disinfectants, so that way you know that my table, my sheets, what have you, are clean.
Right.
And then, of course, and all the see me wash my hands or put sanitizer, whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, I wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, when I show up to your house, I will have it on the entire time.
Yeah.
What have you, so that way, I won't, you know, any of my germs get on you, vice versa, which of course I would not bring any germs, of course, because my thing is if I'm not well, then I'll simply reschedule your appointment, 14 days, or longer.
Right.
And like I said, because definitely if I'm sick or you sick, then no one's happy.
We all want to be well. I think that we all have that in common. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And I'm going to be right back. And then we're going to talk to you about, you know, what are some of the things that we should look at or that we should look for when choosing a massage therapist. Y'all hang in there with me for a minute and I will be right back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business.
Greetings, I am Sandra Chan. I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. Give yourself a start today. Give us a call. 540-446-5107. And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business with Mr. Matthew Haynes of Blue Skies, Still Waters. And that's Skies with a Z.
Yeah.
Blue Skies with a Z, Still Water. So, you know, we don't want you to get lost when you try to find him. So, okay. So, Matthew, I specialize in Sister Locks. We do a lot of standing. We do a lot of reaching. And I just think that it's important for us to have a regular regimen of massage therapy. But what are some of the things that you can suggest to us as far as avoiding some of the common injuries of stylists?
Well, first and foremost, hire me to be your therapist. That's the best way of getting rid of issues, but definitely stretching. Stretching is very important. I also tell people that a cold muscle, a tight muscle can't grow and a tight muscle can't perform. So if you don't take moments out of your day and some do neck stretches, what have you, wrist extensions, flexions, what have you, to keep your forearms and your wrists loose, of course, your feet. Stretch them out periodically throughout your day. So that way you can, you know, do your job.
Yeah.
But definitely find a licensed and competent massage therapist to alleviate. Because my thing is, you can stretch all day long, but it's nothing like having somebody to work your body for you.
Yeah. And you know something, when I started having massages, I didn't know how bad I needed them. You know, I was just so tight. So when we go to I'll tell you a funny story. Went to a massage therapist one time. And well, it got switched, and I had this lady, and I like a deep massage, okay? Yes. And so this lady, I had never had her, and I told her I wanted a deep massage, and that was something that I said I would never, ever do again. Until I got to know the massage therapist, I would say, let's go medium, because I don't want that whole, you know, tickle thing. You got to get down, you know what they call it, the Swedish. I'm not with that. I'm not paying you for that. But this lady, it was almost like, and I'm gonna say this and you're gonna laugh, but it was almost like a bad lover. She just bam went in, you know what I'm saying? She got so deep into my tissues without really, like, you know, working out some of the kinks first. And it was a very uncomfortable experience that had me feeling very unhappy during a time that I really looked forward to it. So, I mean, do you see where I went wrong in that? And what are some of the suggestions that you make for us when we're looking for a good massage therapist?
Well, first and foremost, make sure that person is currently licensed in whatever state they're in, what have you. But definitely make sure that they're competent and ask questions. Ask as far as their style, do they just go right into it, as you stated, or do they slowly work into it? My thing is, I never dive right into a person's flesh. Right. I always, what we call, make nice. Make you relax, what have you, warm the body up. Again, yeah. You have to warm the tissues up. So yeah. Guess what? It can stretch and give. Mm-hmm. My thing, when you're tight, that means you have a lack of blood flow in that particular area. So my job is to warm it up, get the blood flowing, and from there, I can apply a little bit more pressure gradually to open the muscle up, so therefore I can get deep without causing any more discomfort. My thing is, deep tissue does not mean pain.
Yes.
My thing is, when you contact me, you already aggravated your muscles. My job is to alleviate that. So my thing is, I'm going to gradually loosen up your body so I can easily go deeper into the muscle, what have you.
Right. Well, that didn't happen for me. So that was just an experience and it wasn't like, you know, something that happened more than once, but it was something that I tell people when I'm talking about massages, until even if they're licensed, just because you're licensed doesn't mean you're good.
No.
You're licensed doesn't mean that you're good. So what do you think that we should tell massage therapist when we go in for therapy? What are the areas that you think, how should we talk to a massage therapist as far as conveying what we think we need? And what does a massage therapist, how does a massage therapist decide what we need?
Well, first and foremost, always keep it simple. If you don't know the appropriate term for body part, point to it. My thing is, always keep it simple, point to it, keep it basic. And you tell them where it hurts, why it hurts, what have you. And from there, the therapist, provided that they're competent, should know how to go about alleviating. Because my thing is, I ask questions of how long has it been hurting and what caused it. Mm-hmm. Now, because I was an athlete in school, because I am a aerobic instructor, I understand what it means to hurt. So therefore, I know how to approach it from an athletic standpoint. I don't just dive right in. I always gradually. Just like playing a sport, you warm up first. You don't just go. You warm up first.
Right, exactly.
So, but definitely ask the therapist, how do they approach their clients as far as the given area. My thing is, some therapists may not know any better, and that's sad to say.
Right.
But I always explain to those who ask, how do I go about it? I don't just dive right in. No, that's the best way to make that person not call you again. Mm-hmm. Two, you will create more harm than good.
Yes. Yes. And so say that, you know, if you ask us, like, you know, what is your profession? And you know that we're doing repetitive motions with our hands. Mm-hmm. We're doing repetitive motions with our hands. We're standing on our feet, you know, for mm-hmm. hours and hours at a time. And, yes. You know, so what are the things that you immediately think of when somebody with that kind of profession is coming in to see you?
Well, definitely. So for you, reflexology. And reflexology deal with the hands and feet. So basically, I'll spend more time focusing on your hand and your forearms, and also, of course, your feet and upper leg.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? For me, my calf, sometimes mm-hmm. it gets like really tight, but it's good to be able to express that to your therapist. So when people yeah. come in or you're about to start, do you ask them, like, are we experiencing any pain or discomfort in any particular place that we need to focus on?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. First of all, tell your therapist exactly what you want, because it's your time, is your money being spent. Tell the therapist what you want for your time that you're paying for. If you want the majority of your time on your hands and feet, that's what you must convey. Yeah. I always ask, what do you want me to focus on? Mm-hmm. And for somebody that does hair, what have you, I would definitely work on their hands first and foremost, right. their forearms, their upper arms, their feet, mm-hmm. their calves, because again, you're standing up for 6 to 8 mm-hmm. hours at mm-hmm. a time, constantly doing this right here. So I understand.
Yes.
So I would definitely focus on that. And then from there, I would work on your back or any other place that you may have problems with. But definitely forearms and hands.
And definitely focus there. Okay. All right. Listen, Matthew, we're going to take another break. And then I want to come back because I want you to talk to us about, you know, whatever else you want to tell us. And also, I want you to let us know how we can get in touch with you for more information and services. So hang tight with me. I'll be right back. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Hang with me. I'll be right back. Trying to get yours together, girl. Locks Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Locks Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107. And we are back. I told y'all I was coming back. See, y'all be playing. Y'all don't be believing me. But I'm back. I'm back with Matthew Haynes, Blue Skies, Still Waters, licensed massage therapist, operating in the DMV. He's also an amazing March aerobics instructor, by the way. Matthew actually was, he turned it out when we had a Let's Move event back right before your son was born. What was that, September? Almost 3 years now. About 3 years.
Yeah, wow.
A lot of us had never heard of March aerobics, so it was a lot of fun. So at Matthew also does that. But I also just want to give you a chance to let us know anything else you'd like to share with us. And also, please let us know how to connect with you on social media.
Okay, thank you. Well, definitely for us to get in touch with me, Instagram, Blue Skies Massage on IG. Okay. Blue Sky, and that's with a Z. SKYZ, Blue Sky Massage, and on Facebook, Blue Sky Still Waters, and of course, my website, blueskystillwaters.com. Okay. And feel free to, matter of fact, you can call also, mm-hmm. 601-383-4747.
Okay.
And I'm available 7 days a week. I will bring my chair or table to you. I do parties, the whole nine. I pretty much work pretty much any holiday, except for my birthday, maybe.
You've had some celebrity encounters. I mean, this guy, you're doing it. Come yes, on, talk yourself up, brother. It's your chance. Don't be shy. You know well, you're doing the daggone thing.
I do build myself as a sub in my massage therapist. I've had a real client such as Adina Howard. Those of you that were around during the 90s, she was an awesome and entertaining R&B artist. Uh-huh. If you were to go onto my page on IG, you will see about several videos of her talking about her experience and even doing a concert back in my home state. She stopped her concert to talk about her experience. And that was totally amazing. I was not expecting that.
And
Adina typically definitely makes sure that she catches hands whenever she comes to Mississippi or the DMV. And CeCe Peniston, also a 90s artist. So pretty much I am definitely popular with the 90s artists.
Yes.
What have you, CeCe Peniston. And again, she was gracious enough to come on live with me to talk about her experience. And I did appreciate it. Selena Johnson of R&B Divas. And now Sisters, Cocktails with the Sisters, I believe.
Come on.
And on top of that, she's my soul raw.
All right.
She's my soul raw. And I've done work on her several times. And she's invited me to come and do some work at some of her events in the DMV. So I'm definitely appreciative. And that shows that the Greek love always steps up and show out. Mm-hmm. And what else? I've done chair massage for Dorothy Moore. Those of you that are blues lovers.
Not Misty Blue Dorothy Moore.
Misty Blue. And there's a picture. Yes, ma'am. And keep in mind, I'm from Mississippi. So all the
blues. Yeah, that's right.
So there's a picture of her standing with Dr. Justin Turner. And I'm in the background still working, you know, cheesing in the background, you know, looking. But
I can't wait to see this picture. Well, I wanted to point that out because you know you're doing big things, and I appreciate that. And one thing I saw when she stopped and talked about you, and what I liked about it was this. You know, me personally, I'm more comfortable with a female massage therapist, just as a general rule of thumb. But at me being that person. What really struck me about her conversation was about how respectful you were. You know what I mean? How respectful and how professional you were. So I think that's important for women who are just kind of on the fence with male massage therapists, and it makes sense. But when she said that, for me being the kind of person I am, it resonated with me, you know? And so I thank you for doing an excellent job.
Yes, ma'am. And definitely, that's one reason why I'm extra professional. I go far beyond what is called for, because my thing is, I do realize that women typically prefer other female massage therapists. Mm-hmm. I totally understand whether it's just a safety reasons, religious, or just a bad encounter with another male therapist. So mm-hmm. I make sure that I'm super respectful, super, you know, I crack more jokes. Get to relax, because my thing is, I'm here to make money. I'm here to make you feel better. I'm not here for anything else other than what you contact me for.
And I think setting the boundaries, you know, I think setting the boundaries, it's like, even though I like, you know, a female massage therapist, I have boundaries. Like, I do not need you to massage my butt. Okay. And I have had, you know, I've had that conversation, and I had to have a really kind of uncomfortable conversation with one female massage therapist. I loved her and she was everything, but that I wasn't comfortable with that. And it's like, I'm not going to, that's just me. You know, right. Everybody's comfort level is different. And so I think kind of establishing those boundaries, is there any place that you're uncomfortable? You know what I mean? With the massage. And I had one other massage therapist, and I used to call her the meat tenderizer. Her name was Dawn. And she, I don't think she's doing it anymore, but she was in, she's in Maryland. But when I tell you, I told her, I don't do butts, you know? And one day she told me, she said, look, Miss Charlotte, I know you don't do butts. And then she said, but that butt right now is a big old muscle that's messing everything else up. We got to get with it. And I said, okay, you know, but she explained to me, this is not what you're comfortable with. However, this is what we need to do. And so as a professional, she, you know, she respected my boundaries, but she, I got a job to do here. And I'm tired of working around this tight muscle butt.
Well, definitely with that, I make sure that, again, I'm very careful and I make sure that, the client is very comfortable with me. And two, I give an option. If you're not comfortable with a male therapist working on your glutes, and typically I stay away from words such as butt, I always say glutes.
Okay.
Make sure that
I'm professional.
Right. Make sure that
it's not butt.
Right. I always make sure that there are no gray areas. So I'll say that your glutes are tight. And if you're uncomfortable with skin contact, I will do my best to work through the sheet.
Okay.
What have you. So, and of course, I'll make sure to let you know that there are certain things that I can and can't do on top of the sheet.
Right.
Versus what I can do as far as skin contact. So I'll make sure then too, like I said, I explained to you that, your glutes do affect your hips, your lower back, and so on and so forth, because it is a large muscle. As a matter of fact, there are three muscles back there. You have three muscles back there working. Your maximus, medius, and minimus. And they all do different things to help you walk, bring your leg back, swing around, what have you. So I'll tell somebody that if you're not comfortable, no problem. Because I'm not going to pressure anybody, especially a woman with her body. Right. Even if she's paying me, it's still her body, regardless of what's going on. And at the end of the day, I need you to call me again for another massage. Because my thing is, I'd rather leave you be, do what I can do, and keep coming back versus me thinking that I know what I'm doing, which I do, and then make you uncomfortable. And then you tell the people that massage therapist will not listen.
Everybody's different. And, I do a little bit of things a little bit different per client, because each client has a little bit of something different about her. But listen, this has been a great conversation. And if you have nothing further to add, I'm going to go ahead and close out. We good?
Well, actually, my thing is support Black businesses, small, large, or medium. Support. Yes. It is not difficult or hard. Mm-hmm. The same way you go out to these big box stores, there is somebody that provides the same service or products. And if there isn't, that's your opportunity to start it.
Yes, I know that's right. Thank you very much for reminding us of that, because, I am a big supporter of Black businesses. And, we have to support each other. So I'm really happy to have had you on the show today, and I've enjoyed our conversation.
And I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. So with that, I'm about to sign off. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. As always, I like to thank my main man, Darryl Spears with Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio, because he's just my man and he puts this thing together. You have no idea. And I just appreciate Darryl for what he does. And I just always give him a shout out. I want you to follow me on my Locks Forever pages. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You know, I'm always sweating y'all about my YouTube. Follow me there. Consider a sponsor ad on my show, because we can work it out, okay? And then I just want to say, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, dear.
All right, everybody have a good one. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.